Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It seems like it was only yesterday that Arkansas faithful were having a lot of hope after the Razorbacks completed a 9-4 record and an appearance in the Outback Bowl, a game in which they won, and finished 9-4 on the season. The offense was clicking with guys like KJ Jefferson and Treylon Burks holding the helm down over with this Arkansas football offense. It looked like everything was going well. It was the perfect system for them. Hurry up, no huddle spread that Briles had run perfectly during his days at Baylor and Florida Atlantic, as well as Houston with Greg Ward Jr. at the helm. But how has the stuff changed since then? Well, Briles took the job over at TCU after Arkansas refused to give him another pay raise following the 2022 season and an appearance in the Liberty Bowl. It's again a year in which Arkansas fell back on their expectations. A team in which started off the season 3-0 and number 10 in the nation, and then ultimately finished 7-6 on the year. Last year was one of the biggest downfalls for Arkansas in recent memory. After a 4-8 season and going 1-7 in SEC play, Sam Pittman's job is on the line. Here's a guy that's making $6 million a year, and he needs a guy to come up and really make a difference for this Arkansas team. They need to get back to where they were in 21. And who's the guy that they need? Well, one of their playmakers from last year is back, and his name, Andrew Armstrong. Armstrong, to me, is a guy that's going to get overlooked throughout the entire 2024 season in the SEC, with guys like Kyron Lacy and Luther Burden taking the helm as some of the top receivers in the SEC. But that's no knock on Armstrong at all. He's a dominant force, especially at the receiver position. At 6'4" and 199 pounds, he's a guy that kind of reminded me a little bit of how Randy Moss did it whenever he was at Marshall. I had a front row seat to watch him whenever he was at Texas A&M Commerce, and he went up against another FCS All-American that's also in the SEC right now in Zy Alexander. In my recent article, you might have seen that I thought that Zy Alexander would be the next breakout star from the FCS to the FBS, and he showed that last year. He showed sparks of being a top-tier talent before he got injured against Army. But one of the guys that he went up against was Andrew Armstrong at Texas A&M Commerce. He rattled off for 8 receptions for 153 yards against a very good Southeastern secondary that featured several transfers and draft picks. Guys like Philando Jordan, who was an All-American at Southeastern and is now with the Pittsburgh Maulers of the UFL. There's also Jack Henderson, who's now at Minnesota as a strong safety slash Jack linebacker, and of course, Alexander himself. So what does this mean for Bobby Petrino and Arkansas? Well, it means that Taylen Green is going to have some weapons to throw to. Remember, whenever he was at Boise State, he was basically a one-man show. And in his redshirt freshman year, when you throw for over 2,000 yards and have a 61% completion rate and have to run majority of your offense, I mean, there's not a whole lot that you can do there. He didn't have a lot whenever he was at Boise State. Now when you get into an offense that Bobby Petrino loves, and he's worked with guys like them before, he's had to work with Lamar Jackson. He's adjusted to him perfectly. He's molded guys like Ryan Mallett, Tyler Wilson. I think he worked with Jason Campbell as well whenever he was at Auburn. So he's worked with some of the best and brightest quarterbacks in college football. But I think that this guy could also be a lot like Brian Brohm whenever he was at Louisville. For many of you old heads, many of you remember Brian Brohm being a pass attack happy heavy offense whenever Louisville was at the top of their game from the mid-2000s. Brohm was at the helm of that. He was a passing machine. But the thing about him is he had weapons around him. Green has an opportunity to have an arm like Brohm had, but also have wheels like Lamar Jackson did at Louisville as well. So there's a lot of upside to this kid. He's a very, very talented quarterback, and he's going to have a weapon in Armstrong. Armstrong is a guy, like I mentioned already, 6'4", 199 pounds. He's a guy, he's the first Texas A&M Commerce receiver in 10-plus years. He's eclipsed the 100-yard mark in 6 of the Lions' 11 games. He had one 100-yard receiving game this past year, but trust me, he's going to get a lot more in 2024. He finished off the year with just 5 scores, 56 receptions, 764 receiving, but averaged 13.6 yards a catch. He needs to be utilized a lot more than just that. If you go back and look at some of the previous Arkansas receivers that was in the Bobby Petrino area, guys like Jarius Wright and Joe Adams, they were used so much more than just as a receiver. Adams was a punt returner. He was an All-American as that, and was also a special teams player of the year. Jarius Wright was also a big-time guy. Coming out of high school, he was a big track guy. I think he also played some, did some kickoff and kickoff return as well. So there's a lot that this team can do. I think that he has an opportunity to set the single game record for Arkansas with the most receptions and the most receiving yards in the season.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I see Armstrong being a guy that is better than Treylon Burks coming out of college. I think he's going to be more NFL ready by the season's end. And I promise you this, when you look at other guys like, and I'm not knocking on guys like Luther Burden and Kyron Lacy and Trey Harris and Juice Wells. That's only a few receivers I'm naming of. But this guy, Andrew Armstrong, is the most underrated receiver in the SEC. He's a guy that didn't get talked about a lot last year. He's a guy that's not going to get talked about a lot this year simply because of the circumstances that Arkansas is in right now and the fire that Sam Pittman is under right now because of his lack of success over the last 2 years after a strong start in 2021. So there's a lot of pressure for this Arkansas team. But when I tell you this, Armstrong is going to be the difference maker for this team for years to come. Now, before we continue any further, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to our good friends over at Roback. If you guys have not heard of Roback before, you got to check them out. We could not be more pumped to work with a great company like Roback. It is simply the most comfortable gear that we own, from the performance polos to the hoodies and the shorts, for the best fit and the best feel. Roback just released their Azalea collection, meaning that it's the best time of the year. The designs are just too good. Trust me when I say there's nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt for a spring tee time. Roback's performance polos are the most comfortable polos out there, moisture wicking with a four-way stretch, making them perfect for a game day and have the perfect fit. With crisp collars that don't lose their shape, we could recommend these polos anywhere. So, guys, go check them out. Use code SECU on roback.com. It'll give you 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodie, and more with code SECU. Springtime is around the corner. Baseball season is underway. We all know we want to go to a couple baseball games, but we're tired of just feeling sweaty and hot most of the time. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Roback. Like we mentioned already, absorbing the sweat, don't have to worry about it. It's very comfortable when you wear their performance polos. R-H-O-B-A-C-K, Roback.com, 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and more, using the code SECU. Now, you've already heard what I had to say about Armstrong. Now it's time for you guys to hear what Sam Pittman had to say. This is what he said, according to 247 Sports article Andrew is playing at a high rate, and I know he was a good player last year. I believe he's a lot better right now. He just had a tweak in the ham and wasn't able to finish out. I'm really proud of him. Really proud of him and Tyrone Broden too, and Isaac Tesla, and all those guys. But Andrew, to me, has really changed. Him and Broden have changed. They're older and they're taking leadership responsibility and they're catching the ball well. That's something that you need for your program to continue to go upwards whenever you continue to build a successful program, because Arkansas needs it right now. They need playmakers around them to help out with Taylen Green and company. I don't have high expectations for Taylen Green this year, but those could potentially change throughout the season. Because when I look at the talent that surrounds Arkansas, there's no question that they are at least a 7-5 program at best. That is going to be enough to save Sam Pittman and his job. Because, I mean, Arkansas really doesn't have a history of winning a lot. But when you bring in a guy like Bobby Petrino, who brings a pass-happy offense with him, who saw a lot of improvement with Texas A&M. Texas A&M averaged over 400 yards a game last year. And despite how the record books may have looked and how bad it looked on Jimbo Fisher's record, Bobby Petrino is still a good coach despite the legacy that he had over at Arkansas 14 or 15 years ago and everything that he has been through so far. So really excited to see this group perform. Ready to see Andrew Armstrong potentially be the breakout star of the SEC.
Everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.